Uncle Duke has seen just about everything that there is to see there, little missy. Has been around the world dozens of times and has stared death right in the face.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And we never got to choose what we were.
Oh, well, yeah.
She would just tell us who we were.
From the beginning.
Yeah, we really did. Like, you know, I'd be
like
a pumpkin.
You're a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Here, be a farmer. Or 3 years in a row,
farmer.
I was a hobo. Fucking hobo. The entire time we were at that fucking insane Claire channel, everyone thought that we were having babies. And I'm like, no, we're just friends. I saw you on the Ferris wheel. I heard you on the Ferris wheel.
It wasn't the love, Donald.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, she wasn't sucking my dick. We went on the Ferris wheel.
Hey, it's me, Frankie. I'm just leaving you another message. I'm over here on the other side of the bar, and they actually won't let me in the VIP area. Can you come over here? I thought we were hanging out. Okay, bye.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Holt. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. Hey, it's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. Or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Welcome back to the studio, Miss Kristen Joy Holt.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming back. I appreciate it. Now my car payment depends on it, so... you're looped in here.
I love every minute of it.
I was thinking about taking out insurance on each other. Is what we should do. Well, yeah. I mean, now we're making, what, $37 a month?
Exactly. It's big money.
Big money. Whammy, no whammies. Did you know I auditioned for that show?
What?
I auditioned for the new version of that show during the right before the pandemic. And it was the most surreal experience.
Really?
I got it.
How did you audition for that?
So over the years, I don't know how this happened. I'm really not sure. It had nothing to do with me reaching out to anybody. But over the years, I was propositioned a couple times by reality television show companies to do a reality television show based on real estate. And I was like, fuck no. Okay. Fuck no. I'm really bad at that. Like, I'm not going to show everybody how bad I am at real estate. But I would recommend them to other people.
Okay.
And I get this email one time saying, you should try out for Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
And so I did. I, like, filled out this application. You know, Astrid and I'll never forget this. We're at Disney World, go figure. And we got this email, and Astrid's like, you should do this. Like, do this. I fill out the application.
Game shows are fun.
And 2 weeks later, they hit me back. You have been selected. And I had to put together a video and write an essay and the whole nine yards. It felt like applying for college, and I hated that.
Yeah.
So I filled out this essay. They write me back. They say, you have now got a interview with the executive producer of Press Your Luck.
Wow.
Beyond this Skype call, fucking Skype call, between this time and that time, you got to be there promptly. You got to be ready. Come with your personality. It was so, like, you know, I know here at The Commercial Break, I feel very safe. I'm like in the tree of trust.
Yeah, we're in the bubble.
I'm in the nesting bubble, right?
Right.
I know that, you know,
exactly.
I'm right under your bird breast and you're not going to let me fall.
That's right.
Yes.
I will never
let you
fall.
You won't let me fall out of the nest. It's like me trying to save those little baby birds that one
exactly.
time from the snake. But this made me extraordinarily nervous, and I don't really know why, but I worked myself up into such a tizzy that by the time I got on this Skype phone call, first of all, my Skype ended up like totally shitting the bed.
Oh, of course
right?
it did.
And the
of
executive
course.
Producer was pissed off from the beginning. She was like, you couldn't fix your fucking internet before you came on.
It's your one chance.
But then she's like,
you're pressing your luck, Brian.
I know. She's like, now you have to know that at Press Your Luck, we really want everybody excited all the time. So I want you to bring your excitement, right? Bring your best excitement. Happy, joyful, you know, screaming, yelling. Okay, now, Brian, pretend like you just won $10,000 on, you know, you missed the whammy and you won $10,000. How would you react? And I was like, I just felt so manufactured. I was like, yay, I can feed my family
Woo.
Now. Yeah, we can move out of the, we can move out
Trailer.
Of the cardboard box. And she was like, is that the best you got? And I was like, did you just ask me if that's the best that I got?
She did.
And I, at that point, I just turned off by the whole thing. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck all this. I'm not interested anymore. And that disappointed Astrid because we really needed the money. She was like, what the fuck were you doing? I was like, babe, I just didn't feel comfortable. It was 2 weeks after that failed interview that Astrid came home, said, I bought a camera on Amazon. I bought a camera and a microphone on Amazon, or I'm buying one, and you're going to do a podcast, a vodcast, right?
Yeah. And Astrid, I was like, the seed.
She was the one who started all of this bullshit. So you can thank her for 3 episodes a week and your fucking Apple downloads. By the way, we asked the question, who's keeping up with the commercial break? And we got a few responses.
Really?
There are a couple of people who are keeping up with the commercial
break.
They're current. One of those was Tina, who's helps us out with content occasionally here on the show. Good friend of ours long before the show ever started. But she said she is on top of it 100%.
Right. Thanks, Tina.
She says it's her favorite day of the week when she knows there's an episode of the commercial break. And sometimes Apple doesn't, like, she opens her Apple and it hasn't been pushed to her yet.
Yes.
And she's like, so I'll have to go to another podcast player to listen to it. So thanks, everybody, for listening to the commercial break. This was sad, sad news today as the commercial break's last episode is being recorded right
now. We're going to true crime.
We're going to do, what are we going to do? We're going to do the whispering.
Right. The ASMR.
We're going to do ASMR from now on. Yeah, maybe that'll make us some money. Anyway, going to take out some insurance on you.
Perfect.
You know, it's my least favorite time of the year, Halloween. I just thought I'd mention
it. Oh, just I love I'd mention. Halloween.
I know you do.
I love Halloween.
I hate it. I've always hated it. I like it now that now that I have kids.
Yes.
Because it's cute to watch them get dressed up.
It really is.
Down in the town where I live, they have this annual parade that's been going on for literally 70 years. And what it is the local, whatever, the mayor, the senator, the high school bands, they all go down the street. There's one street in the center of town. And then the tradition has grown over the years that you throw candy out onto the sidewalk, right?
We've got that in our neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Downtown.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's very similar, but much more family focused here. Right. I know that one you're at. And that's like,
the costumes get a little wild.
Here's some Trolls gummy bears and my tits.
Yes.
Which is awesome when you're single adult. But this one's family focused. And I got to say, there are so many fucktards in this. I mean, Chrissy, there are children of all types and sizes and shapes and colors, and they're all sitting there waiting patiently for that candy to be thrown out.
Right.
And there's a lot of candy that gets thrown out. Like, mm-hmm. you could go there and literally come home with a garbage bag worth of candy. And I think a lot of people do. This is how they get their Halloween candy to give to the children.
To give out.
Yeah. Because there's hundreds of floats and everybody has buckets full of candy and they just throw it out in the street nonstop.
Yeah, recycle it.
It hits you in the head. It hits you in the eye. It gets you in the nuts. I mean, they're like, it's some of the, like, the high school football players are the quarterbacks, like, darting it at people.
Yeah. Trying to hit people.
But what really chaps my balls, this episode brought to you by Shave My Balls. Chrissy's Christmas gift to Jeff. Right. Shave My Balls.
Talcum powder.
What really gets me going is when I see the adults fighting the children for fucking candy.
Yeah, no. That's, I mean, come ridiculous.
On. It's like that guy who cut in front of my son on the water slide park.
Yeah.
It's like, really, dude? I realize you're a cheap bastard and you don't want to buy, you know, Halloween candy for the kids that come to your door. So you're banking on this to be the one time a year you can get free candy to hand out to the kids. But do you really have to fight someone for a fucking Tootsie Roll?
No, you do not.
There was this one guy and he's running all over the street, like jumping in front of children, grabbing candy. And I just wanted to go and kick him in the head. Like, dude, you stop.
Rev down. Yeah.
But he wasn't the only one. There's other adults that are doing this. And I just don't get what gets into people's brains sometimes.
I mean, people can be the worst.
They don't have children. That's my guess.
Okay.
They don't have children.
Yeah,
and that brings me to my second most hated part of Halloween.
Or they do, and their children are going to be in major therapy later.
Fuck, man. Do you think adults should be knocking on doors and going trick-or-treating?
No.
But there's a whole phenomenon that goes on every Halloween that adults, so we're talking about people that are 21 years of age and older, that go dressed up and knock on doors and trick-or-treat.
Go get drunk at a party like
everybody grow up.
Else.
Yeah, go take some ecstasy and fall down drunk.
Jello shots.
Some hunky lady's lap. I mean, come on. This is what you do.
Yeah.
You go to the Martins party. What you do. You go to the Martins party.
The Martins. Have a raging Halloween party.
I'm surprised the Martins haven't gone to jail, actually, speaking of that. We've now had 2 people that have commented that they think they have been to the Martins party.
Maybe there's the Martins in a lot of different towns.
Yeah, but I gotta clarify something just
the Martins.
Yeah. I don't know if they think that the Martins is a pseudonym. So they are saying they think they've been to this party But it's not the actual Martins. It's a different name.
It's actually a different name, yeah.
But I am naming the name that was given to us in there. So I don't know if it's a pseudonym or not. Okay. It could be the Martins. It could be somebody
Martin-esque.
Else. They were Martin-esque. But can you imagine having like 300 young, drunk teenagers at your house and getting away with it in this day and age?
No.
No, not here in Atlanta. You'd be for the lickety split in that Cobb County pokey for sure. Yeah. But if they threw a Halloween party...
You know it would rage.
The teachers would come with all their ecstasy and
right, well,
give it to the students.
Happened.
That's what happened. That's still the weirdest story to me that we've gotten. Still the strangest story. And for those of you who haven't listened, go listen to the episode. It's something about the Martins.
1 million.
Okay. Episode 364,000. They keep coming. But we got a guy who told us a story about how he had a girlfriend. That girlfriend had an aunt. The aunt came in town to live with the family. She got a part-time job as a... substitute teacher in the school. They went to an after prom party or an after homecoming party at a house that was notorious for throwing these parties where adults and children would mix and drink and have fun after the homecoming. And he ended up sleeping with his girlfriend's aunt and getting her pregnant. Now, we don't know the validity of this story. I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm not a journalist of any sort, really. But it's still the wildest story.
I can see it happening. Yeah. I mean, that stuff's on TV all the time.
And Maury Povich built a whole career on this.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer? Yep. Yeah, but I told you, like, even Jerry Springer... Like, they'd let anything fly in the Jerry Springer show. Almost none of that stuff was true. Yeah, people would just tell a story to the producer, or the producer would tell a story to the person, because when we had friends that were on the Jerry Springer show, and when they told this story, the producer made no effort to corroborate this story. Yeah. And then right before they got on air, the producer was urging them to make it more crazy.
Sure.
Like, are you sure you didn't sleep with his mom also? And the girl was like, no. And he's like, but it wouldn't be bad if you did. Like, that the crowd would eat it up. You should just say that anyway. And so Jerry Springer was really like, he was just manufacturing stories out of air,
yeah.
Which probably our TCB listeners are also doing. They're looking for their moment in, the spotlight. Send your stories to tcbpodcast.com or 661-237-8296.
They're entertaining.
This episode brought to you by The Commercial Break. It's a great comedy podcast. Oh, yeah. Halloween irks me because of
adults fighting children for candy, or just in general?
I just think in general. I never really liked it. I never really liked like getting dressed.
Oh, I love dressing up.
I liked the mischief of the night when I was a teenager. Yeah, I liked throwing eggs in people's cars.
Oh no,
stuff like that. I like doing illegal things on Halloween night, but I never really cared to get dressed up. And I think it stems back from my mother, who, God bless her soul, would always.
She's not dead.
No, she's not dead. No, but I said gospel, but God bless her soul. And, you know, in case she dies in between here and the the broadcasting of this episode.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up.
She made our costumes herself.
Yeah.
And we never got to choose what we were.
Oh, well, yeah.
She would just tell us who we
were. From the beginning.
Yeah, we really did. Like, you know, I'd be
like
a pumpkin.
You're a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Here, be a farmer. Or 3 years in a row, farmer. I was a hobo. A fucking hobo. I had like this. Ah, it's me. They're not feeding me at the house.
Did you have like a stick?
Yes,
with a
I had
bag
a stick with a bag on it, and that was the entire costume.
And maybe like a little just a like black stick. Dust on
yes,
your face.
My mom like covered me in dust. First of all, it was horribly. I mean. It was just bad. It was just all around bad.
Oh, no.
She put me in a pair of overalls and she covered me with some dirt. She threw a stick on my back. And then she had me 1 year put a piece of straw in my mouth like it was a cigarette. And I'm sure she thought it was the cutest thing in the world, but 3 years in a row, while all my friends were like, you know, E.T. phone home or whatever.
Right,
or
Superman.
Star Wars, yes, you know, yes. You know, Luke Skywalker, the Darth Vader. I was a hobo. And then 1 year she made me Dracula, but she put me in like a 3-piece tuxedo that she made herself. Like okay. She went and bought the fabric and she made it herself, which, hey, listen, you know, kudos to my mom.
Kudos to that. Yes.
I think my grandma helped out a little bit. But then what she did is she put white shoe polish all over my face and bright red lipstick.
Red lips.
And then she had me put those fake teeth in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the pictures are just awful. I just look awful. I just look like a child that's been neglected. Yeah. I was not having it.
One of my favorite memories of the Halloween, I think I was like in seventh grade, I was a magician. And the pinnacle of my outfit was this beautiful, God, I wish I could find it again. It was a beautiful glitter top hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had this red cape and a leotard on and fishnet hose. I was rocking the neighborhood as a magician.
You loved it, right?
Loved it.
You loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Because you like playing dress up.
Mm-hmm.
But I never like playing dress up. I think it stems from never having control over what I was dressing up as.
And the I would say so.
Yeah, and the worst part was I was a fucking twin. So, of course, Kevin and I had to go the same thing as everything.
Twin hobos.
Yeah, twin hobos.
Look at those poor little twins.
Those greens. What's going on over that house? Oh, poor Kevin and Brian. Kevin and Brian, come up here.
Let me give you some.
Show the kids. What are you? What are you? I'm not really sure. The thing was, I didn't even know what a hobo was.
Right.
I had no idea, right? So I was like, a hobo? A what? A hobo?
Oh,
poor Kevin and Brian.
Hopefully you can make new memories now with the kids.
I love the kids. We got them exactly what they wanted. We asked them. Sully and Mike Wazowski, you know, Mike Wazowski and Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, okay.
And they have been running around for weeks in those costumes.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Every night they're doing, every night they're running around and they're playing the games. And I just love it. So for that reason, I'm finding a way to fall in love with Halloween in general. But I still have kind of these, like, I just dismiss it in general. Before I had children, I never really gave a shit about Halloween. Like,
I feel like we went to some Halloween parties back in the day.
I feel like I don't remember any of those parties we went to.
Well,
did we go to a Halloween party?
It could be Halloween or not.
You know where we went? We went to the haunted house one time.
We did do the haunted house.
That went to the haunted house.
And then there's like those haunted forests.
Yeah. We went to the haunted house, and I remember holding on to Hoadley for dear life.
I lead the charge at those haunted
houses. Yeah, you were going.
I love them.
I was like,
Well, usually, I'll give you a tip. Usually, the person in the front of the line
doesn't get
the scariest part. They wait until the line comes around and then jump out.
I didn't know that because I dislike Halloween. First of all, my parents would never let me go to one of those things as a child. So that was one of my first haunted houses ever, like real deal.
You never went to like the Netherworld. Ripley's Haunted House? There's one of those.
Mm.
They had one in Gatlinburg and we used to live near there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Ripley's, believe it or not.
Right, you know,
the museum. But I never went to the haunted house.
They had the haunted house.
I went to like the, you know, the Tunnel of Love type stuff that they had at Six Flags, you know, the boat ride.
Oh, Six Flags during Halloween.
Whoa, Fright Fest.
Fright Fest. I made Jeff go 1 year.
You know they had to close down that Tunnel of Love ride because people, like too many people were getting pregnant?
Yeah.
Serious.
Wow.
They had a whole controversy about just
what?
It was kids were jumping on and off the ride and people were having sex in the back of the boats. It was getting a little too out of control, so they had to close that ride because it was becoming a public safety issue.
I love Fright Fest. I made Jeff go in here, and this is when we were first dating. He didn't quite alert me to his fear of roller coasters and heights, and I made him go on all of it. I think we got stuck on one, too. And I was like, what?
I can just see Jeff.
Finally, by the end of it, he was like, just go, honey.
Just go.
Just
go.
You do it. I'll watch.
You know, that's weird. I love roller coasters.
I
have a horrible fear of heights, but as long as I know that I'm safely secure somewhere, I'll go along for the ride, and I just have so much fun on it. And Astrid and I were big roller coaster lovers together until we went to Europa Park, which imagine Disney World. But everything is knocked.
Light.
Yeah, it's everything is knocked off. So they have like
minus.
Mickey Mouse and they have Euro Rat.
Disney minus.
Yeah, Disney minus. They have like, you know, Donald Duck. They have quack quack quack. Like they have like these weird. They're all the same
knockoffs.
But the thing is the park is big and it is beautiful, and they have hotels and resorts that are attached to it. And it's in the middle of nowhere Germany, and I mean the middle of nowhere Germany.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
in a farming
in
town. But it's wonderful. And anyway, it's fucking freezing when we get to this Europa Park. We're driving there from Switzerland. We get there at night. We're going to go during the day. But we decide, hey, if we're here and you stay at the hotel, you kind of get like a park entrance, right?
Oh, nice.
We're here. It's nighttime. Let's go. We'll ride a couple roller coasters. Yeah. The park is open. It's 38 degrees outside. It's freezing fucking cold. And we go on a couple of these roller coasters. And there was one roller coaster that kind of like did a couple of corkscrews.
Yeah.
I loved it. And Astrid felt nauseous afterwards. And she has never liked roller coasters since. She's like, every time I go on one, it just makes me nauseous.
You and I, Brian.
Let's go together,
back
kid.
Back to the coasters.
Yeah, but actually, I don't think we can ride the coaster together because if both of us die in a wreck, then we're fucked with the
what
commercial
was that
break.
One thing that we went to where we rode rides together? It was like a radio promotion
oh,
thing.
God. And we oh, we caused quite a stir
we
on
did
that
cause
one.
Quite yeah. a stir.
We went to a carnival.
Yeah.
And Chrissy and I were drinking. I had just gotten a divorce.
Yes.
Or I was maybe not even a divorce. I was separated at the time. And Chrissy and I went on the Ferris wheel together.
Yeah.
And when we got off the Ferris wheel, before we our feet even hit the ground, we were having sex. Chrissy was pregnant. We got married.
Yeah,
like,
that,
I mean, it was,
that's what the rumor was.
The rumor
yeah.
was crazy. And it never left. It never left. The entire time we were at that fucking insane Clear Channel, everyone thought that we were having babies.
I know.
And I'm like, no, we're just friends. I saw you on the Ferris wheel. I heard you on the Ferris wheel.
It wasn't the love, Donald.
Yeah, I'm
Shit.
Like, dude, she wasn't sucking my dick. We went on the Ferris wheel. You people have too much time on your hands.
No,
get a life.
Those rumors.
Speaking of getting a life, you know, and I know, that we made a promise to the audience that we were going to stop doing Frankie B videos.
Well, we break promises all the time
all
to the audience.
Yeah, that's fact, news, or fiction in 30
Whatever
seconds
happened to the summer games? It's now fall.
We played some summer games. I don't even want to get into it. Okay. Let's not even get into it. Just don't go there. Just know that anytime we have to move outside of the technical abilities of doing this right here,
yes.
we fuck up, man. It all goes to hell in a handbasket. Hey, everybody. It's that time in the commercial break when we take a short commercial break. You know the drill by now, so I'm not going to drag on. DCBpodcast.com is where you go if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio of our entire library. Hit the Contact Us form and email us content ideas, questions, concerns, or comments. 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST-2-YO. Send us a text message. It's not a spam text message line. We will reply. YouTube.com/the commercial break is where you find our video version. It's completely different than the audio version. Please hit subscribe and like on your favorite video. Make sure you use those specialized URLs and codes from our sponsors. They give you free shit, and we certainly would appreciate it. Rate us and review us on your favorite podcast player, and know that we're grateful for every one of you. Now, let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll quickly be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, everybody, gotta let you know about our sponsor, American Musical Supply. We're a musical household here at Casa de Green, and that means lots and lots of instruments laying around the house. Drums, guitars, piano, you name it, we've got it. And that's why I'm excited to partner with American Musical Supply, because they have everything our family will need for our growing musical appetites. American Musical Supply stocks the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands. Everything for beginner to seasoned professionals. Everything from the podcaster, that's me, to recording enthusiasts. That's me, guitarist, drummer, vocalist, DJ, and much more. All of it is me. And American Musical Supply has the best payment plans, too. They approve more people, and they don't require me to open up a credit card. They just use the one I've got. So go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your purchase of over $100. That's AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off that first purchase of over $100. We've been checking out the website, and I think the next purchase around this house is going to be a good pair of earplugs. AmericanMusical.com. Use the code TCB, and thanks to American Musical Supply for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Chrissy, the only issue that I have with keeping that no more Frankie or pausing Frankie B is that Frankie B went away for a while.
Right.
And so it was an easy break to take because I thought to myself, well, let's just take a pause from it. He's not doing anything anymore. We got to find a way to kind of break away. However, Frankie has come back.
Came back.
Yes,
it is. The teat showed itself again.
Hey, Frankie. It's me, Carl. And I noticed you have like a creative fountain going on right now. It's like my dick. I noticed you're jizzing all over YouTube with brand new videos. You got that creative jizz going, boy. I'm going to drop $25,000 at your front door. I slept with your wife. Sorry about all that. That's your fourth wife, wasn't it? I'm not sure anyway. I thought I'd call and let you know. Hey, Frankie, talk to you soon.
He has a creative fountain going on right now, and he is pumping out videos at an epic clip.
Okay.
I have to at least just grab onto a couple of them and make it happen.
I think we have to.
We might as well enjoy it while it's here, because we never know when Frankie's going to start dating someone again.
The fountain could cease.
Frankie's going to start dating someone. It's going to all go away in a hot minute.
That's right, because those girls are like, uh-uh.
Oh, hell no. You better take that shit and throw it in the trash, Frankie. So I was trolling on the internet.
Oh, as you do.
As I do, Chrissy. And I tell you what, guess what popped up onto my YouTube? Frankie B giving more advice on dating over 50. Almost all of his videos are now named Dating Over 50.
Yes. And they used to be more towards 70, like 60, 70. But
I'm guessing Frankie's in his late 60s.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, he looks good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
He does.
Got to give the guy credit where credit is due.
He's got, you know, the tattoos, muscles. He's got nice veneers.
Yeah. He's got that barbed wire face going on. Yes. He is far more in shape than I ever have been.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Frankie giving some dating advice for those of us over 50.
This video, we're talking about dating advice for guys in their 50s and 60s. Let's face it.
Yeah, you're right. He like went from like 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then, now he's like edging it down,
exactly.
Even though he's getting older. Not really sure how that works.
Then that age, we're not very versed on exactly what it takes to date because we haven't done it in a long time. We think we know, but honestly, do you? So in today's video,
he's so condescending.
He really is.
Honestly, do you know anything?
You're just a douchebag.
What did he say that one time? He said you're an asshole or something. If you're not working out, you're an asshole.
If you are out on the dating scene and you're wondering, should I keep chasing her or should I let her go? That's a good question. You know, if you're
you're in that weird space between getting served paperwork and the police showing up at your front door.
What is his version of chasing?
Oh, you know what his version of chasing is.
He just shows up.
Yeah, but listen, I listened to a couple minutes of this. You gotta wait. He's basically saying if she's not paying 100% attention to you, then she's got to go.
Okay.
Feeling a little uneasy about it, there's a reason why. And in this video, I'm going to
show you how I have also been rejected by thousands of women in the same manner. If you're in that weird space between stalking and relationship, I'm going to show you how to determine what to do next.
Give you several signs that you need to look out for.
Rocket.
Rocket. He added the rocket.
He speeds off on a car in a convertible.
He's so bad.
Rocket.
It's so cheesy.
It's so cheesy. I mean, he's yeah. working out.
He's really...
Yeah. Oh, he was putting some serum on his face. Was that him parasailing?
Gentlemen, that was him parasailing.
I think that's new.
That's new. What's new is the rocket. Rocket! I need something to razzle dazzle him right at the beginning of the video. Hey, you! Hey, Bob!
Hey, Bob, it's me, Frankie. Listen, I know we're supposed to go out drinking tonight, but I just had a brilliant idea. I woke up from a dream that I had. I've got an idea on how I can really get my subscribership to go way up. People are smashing the subscribe button. You know how? I'm going to be in the convertible, and I'm going to say, Rocket, right before we get started. It's going to resonate with the under 80 crowd.
Rocket.
What's going on, and welcome to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is built for all men in their 50s and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fat.
Didn't he say one time too that there were groups of men that would like have a viewing party of his videos?
Oh yeah. No, that was that was when he was talking about his business. He's like, if you're gonna want to save this, show it to your guy friends. You're going to want to get together with your friends and show them about this excellent business opportunity.
Sweet.
But I want to, it's so long, sweet. But I want to point out that Frankie's introduction to his videos is now almost as long as the commercial breaks.
What is going on, and welcome to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is built for all men in their 50s and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. All right, so
lifestyle. That's like when I
got close to the camera.
Money back guarantee. Cheesy.
Before we get into the video, real quick, if you like the content, do me a favor, subscribe to this channel, give the video a thumbs up. That's the like button that'll help my channel grow, and that's going to enable me to get you.
If you got to teach your viewers what the thumbs up means,
right?
You know you're dealing with a different age group. I mean,
yeah. The thumbs up button means like.
Yeah, means like. Hey, you see where it says SUBRICBE? Do me a favor, hit that button. It means subscribe.
Great content for men in their 50s and 60s. Okay, so the first tip, and this is obviously the biggest sign. All right, if you're texting that woman. And
wow. I can't wait to hear this.
Did you see how big he opened his eyes? Yeah, obviously. I think that must take a lot of effort with all that Botox working in his eyeballs. Yeah, because you notice when people who get a lot of Botox, their eyes are kind of stuck in a position.
Yes.
And when they have to make an expression, they really have to blow it up in order to get the point across.
Yeah, that's
because
him.
It's fighting against the botulism in their fucking
the
face.
Poison. Yeah.
Which I will be doing soon. Yeah. By. I'd like to thank Oak Tree Skincare for the free botulism.
She very rarely gets back to you. It might even be a day. I mean, that's
a day? A day? A day.
Very rarely does she get back to you. It might even be a day.
Might even be 24 hours.
I mean, wow.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
Brian. Chrissy.
There was a couple of people that I have dated that if you didn't hear from them in the first 5 days, it was not abnormal. Like if you didn't hear from them in 5 days, it was not abnormal.
Yeah.
Or just like a touch base every once in a blue moon. But there's some people that you date where it's just not that intense. It's
exactly.
Not like hot and heavy and fiery. And that doesn't mean anything bad. If someone doesn't call you, if you're first dating somebody and they don't call you back in 24 hours, I don't think that's a reason to panic. Like the world is crashing. But listen to Frankie's absolutely chauvinistic explanation as to why this is.
Okay. It's a dead sign that she's just not interested. Let's face it. That phone, it's never out of a woman's hand. She sees your name.
You women, Chrissy.
Wow.
You women. You always got that phone in your hand.
Always taking selfies.
You got a phone in one hand and a laundry basket in the other.
Yeah.
I mean,
while you're cooking.
While you're cooking me dinner.
come across, all right? If she was interested in you, what would she do? She would text you back. For everybody who is out on the dating scene, you know how this goes. When you got interest, those texts, they're rolling back and forth.
Those texts. Texts. Rolling. You put two S's on that. Texas. Listen. This is like my mom. Are you sex Mexicaning me? What is a sex Mexican, mom? She says Texas too.
Got interest. Those texts, they're rolling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If she's distant or even like a day behind and getting back to you, gentlemen, she's...
If she's distant, if she's more than a mile away at any given time, you've let too much space in between you.
I mean, it's so crazy.
It's so insane. Yeah, it's Frankie, so Frankie, let me talk to you because I know you watch us. Buddy, this is not a reason to freak out, dude. If you're dating someone, especially at the beginning of the relationship, let them have their time and their space. That's a number one way to kill a relationship is to smother somebody.
No, exactly. You can't just automatically think somebody's going to get back to you right away. What if they're anything?
Yeah.
Doing anything other than just sitting there looking at their phone.
They might have a job. They might have other people in their life. They might be dating other people. Yeah. I always say let the other person set the pace, right? You'll know.
Yeah.
And there's going to be time when there's like bursts of attention, right? Where you're just like, you're texting for a couple
of
hours.
You're drinking wine. You're hanging out.
You're having fun. You're doing a lot of cocaine by yourself. You have no one else to talk to. You read your messages four times to make sure you didn't spell anything incorrectly. Don't use emojis. Yeah.
Not interested in you. So tip number two, it has everything to do with texting again. Let's just say she does text you back, but she's getting back to you very, very slowly. Well, she's doing that deliberately. She's trying to send you a message. She's doing
it. Well, yeah, she's trying to send you a text message.
She's trying to write you back.
If you see those three little dots for more than 30 seconds, guys, I'm telling you what, it's over. It's over. My first three divorces happened like this.
On purpose, right? They're being friends.
That said, it does drive me a little bit crazy when you see the three little dots and then they go away, and then you see the three little dots and they go away, and you're like, fuck, just send it already. You don't have to rewrite it.
Friendly. They don't want to be too standoffish. They're trying to let you down easily. You would do the same. I would do the same. Open your eyes. Tip number three.
I have a feeling you would not do the same,
no,
Frankie.
No, he's hitting back immediately.
Immediately he's hitting you back. Immediately.
Yeah, unless he's doing a video. Like, see, what's happening with his text messages right now?
There's a cut every 30 seconds. He's checking his text messages, trust me. He's probably got his phone right next to the camera.
He does.
Yeah. Like his jitterbug with the big writing.
Yes. Don't want to spend any alone time with you. You know, maybe you suggested going out to a bar, restaurant, movie, but she always wants to invite her friends.
She always wants to invite security along.
You're not dating somebody. Yeah, you're getting together with friends.
Yeah, you're missing the biggest signal of all, which is she wants to remain friends.
Right.
Yeah, if you say, hey, you want to go out to dinner, and she says, great, with everybody else, and she doesn't want to date you. It's not a date.
Yeah,
dates don't happen with friends. Unless you're on double date, and that's a different story. If she wants to bring a police officer with her to every meeting, you're likely not in the sack.
Always wants to be surrounded by her friends. All right. She's telling you that she doesn't want you. She's telling you she doesn't want to be alone.
I mean, her friends. Yeah. So Frankie's like, do you want to go out? And she's like, do you care if I bring all my friends? Pay for them too?
Do you care if I bring my boyfriend along?
He just lost his job.
You care if I bring my ex-husband?
We need a dinner.
My ex-husband wants to go. Is that okay with you?
With you, she's telling you that maybe she's a party girl. All right,
here we go again with the party girls. Frankie's upset because he had one girl who decided she was more interested in fun than she was interested in him.
Yes,
and he couldn't take a hint.
Yeah,
and now he's all upset at everyone.
Seriously, that's exactly what happened.
Of course, and now he's been broken up with, and his feelings are hurt. He had a girl for like I'm gonna guess 6 to 9 months. that never committed to a relationship with him, mm-hmm. but went and had some fun times. Like they went to the beach and maybe they hooked up a couple times and, you know, they traveled a little bit, and Frankie wanted much more out of the situation than she did because she just wanted to have fun.
Yes.
And Frankie was upset because he couldn't wrestle the phone out of her hands. He was like, if she never includes you in any pictures on Instagram, she likely doesn't like
She's
you.
She's a party girl.
You're right.
This is what she does. Be very careful of that. And also be very careful of these party girls because...
Oh, my God, Frankie.
Seriously, it's the party girl.
Your insecurities are coming through the screen, buddy. Come on. Call me, dude. We're going to talk this through. Like, I feel like I just need to have a phone call and let you just kind of work it out, and I'll guide you along the path. And then afterwards, you'll feel a little better about what happened. You got involved with someone that didn't care for you as much as you cared for them. It's okay. It happens
it
to all
happens
of us.
All the
Don't
time.
Make a video to get her angry, because I guarantee you something. She has never going to watch this video, ever. They make you feel better, but you're never getting back at her.
They may want you to take them out to the dinner, but then they're going to want to meet at a venue with their friends. And once they get to that venue with their friends, guess what? She's going to be with the friends. And what are you going to be doing? You're going to be watching. So tip number four.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be watching. I mean, I'm picturing this happening.
Hey, it's me, Frankie. I'm just leaving you another message. I'm over here on the other side of the bar, and they actually won't let me in the VIP area. Can you come over here? I thought we were hanging out. Okay, bye. Hey, it's me, Frankie. Listen, I'm getting a little bit upset now. They actually kicked me directly out of the club. They said that the group of girls in the VIP area didn't like the way I was looking at them. I mean, and I got your text message about a ride home, but I'm standing outside. It's cold. Hey, it's me, Frankie. Okay, this is enough. It's 4:30 in the morning. I've been sitting in my car for 3 hours. Where are you?
I took you to dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, I just saw you leave with the bartender. You still want me to wait for you? It's almost been 24 hours since I heard from you. All right, call me back. I love you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's me. I'm waiting on the plane. I got that ticket to Cabo. Are you coming or no? Okay. All right. I'll keep calling just in case.
Oh, poor Frankie.
I mean, the only thing I can think of, too, is that he dated a girl that was like 21. I mean, that's
well, she
the
looked
only
young.
Way this would happen, in that she's like,
yeah,
check this guy out.
Yeah.
He's
paying for everything.
Paying for everything, but I don't really want to be with him. I'm going to meet up with my friends later.
And listen, we have... Most of us in life will come across this at some point. It doesn't have to do with young people. There's someone who's just not that interested, but they hang on to you just tight enough to make you interested.
Yes.
And then they take advantage of all the things you have to offer, right? Like when they're having a bad day, they'll call and they'll be happy to give you all of their bullshit. But when you call, they're too busy to talk to you.
Yes.
We've all been through this, right? But making YouTube videos to get back at them, it's like kind of childish a little bit. Because there's only one person in the world he's talking to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's only one person in the world he's talking to, and it's this girl that has dumped him.
Exactly.
And it's so transparent. And now he's making 10 of them. I mean, it's like he's going overboard.
This party girl.
Yeah.
This party girl.
She won't respond to him anymore, so he's got time to make the YouTube videos.
Exactly. She doesn't reciprocate anything. You know, if you're dating a girl for a while and she can't even pull out a nickel out of her purse to buy you a drink every once in a while, if you are the one constantly
a nickel.
Yeah, don't use a nickel. First of all,
what if
inflation, there's I mean dollar beer night at the bar is like $30 beer night at the bar now. First of all, second of all, this is a weird expression.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
in your pocket, and she's enjoying it. She never offers. That's not right. Most women will not do that, and that's totally wrong.
Astrid never paid for a thing when we dated. Yeah. Not because Astrid couldn't pay for a thing. Not because Astrid didn't offer to pay for a thing.
Exactly.
Because
what he's saying, the offering.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Well, all right.
Offer.
Well, I mean, if you're flashing your cash around.
Well, right.
Yeah, then, I mean, what is she supposed to do?
Busting through
walls. Don't be mad when someone takes you up on your generosity. That's a little shitty. Like, they're the problem now. You offered.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just looking at my spreadsheet here while I'm waiting for you out of the club, and we're about $1,000 in the me category. I was wondering if you could, I mean, all right.
Throw me a nickel.
Throw me a nickel every once in a while. I'm just here doing some work while I'm waiting for you. Okay, call me back. But it's okay. If you come back outside right now, I'll just wipe it all away. We'll get started again. We got to come out now, like in the next 5 minutes. Okay, it's been like 15 minutes, and I guess you didn't take me up on my last offer, so I'm putting the gasoline I'm running. I'm putting that on the spreadsheet, too, just letting you know that. Remember, we got to go to Cabo tomorrow. Okay, talk to you later.
If she doesn't precipitate, she has no interest in you, and she's never going to do it. What she's doing is she's taking advantage of you, advantage of the situation, advantage of the dinners. Are you taking her on vacations?
Does she have
We're getting good at this, Chrissy. We're getting really good at this. Yeah. I feel like we know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're not, there's lots of people who have been doing this for a lot longer than we have, and they're really good at breaking down videos, right? But I feel like we're starting to get a groove here. We're starting to understand the ebb and the flow of these personalities. And Frankie's so transparent. He's so transparent.
Yeah, and notice, too, he took down the picture because he used to, in the very beginning, have that
picture of that woman.
Him in Cabo smoking a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking a martini with that girl.
That's right.
That
no
was
longer.
The party girl.
We're assuming. And then he showed her in one video and she literally blocked her face from the camera. She was like, don't do that. I don't want to be a party.
So then he went and talked about the potted plants.
Yeah, then he talked about
their resort.
Right. But also, I want you to notice in this video, look how red he's getting talking about this situation.
He's heated.
Even say, hey, let me get you a drink on vacation. If she can't do that, gentlemen.
I'm going to an all-inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, you went to an all-inclusive resort. Which drink are you kidding? Frankie. I don't know. I give up on you, Frankie.
She's not interested in you. Number five. You know, you
five.
Ask her out. Or
did we get to five already? I thought that was like three.
Well, I think that's the problem with Frankie is that he just keeps talking.
A.
I don't even. A. Number two.
Two.
C. Four. Bingo. I got bingo. I got Frankie Bingo. Let's play Frankie Bingo one day.
We absolutely should.
Yeah, we should. We should put words that he says frequently, and then we'll make two cards.
Party,
I'll get Gustavo to do
girls.
This. Yeah, party girls.
It's
party
right
girl. He's gonna have 12 different party girls.
Something to do, and she goes, "I gotta check my calendar." You know, she could look at the phone. Check her calendar, and then she says, you know, let me get back to you. Well, what she's telling you right then and right there, if that happens to you, all right, she doesn't want to go out with you. She's already.
You don't say.
Let me check my calendar. Oh, let me get back to you.
Pretty booked until February. Are you paying? Yes. Oh, actually, look at that. Someone just canceled. Yeah. Someone just canceled for 2 weeks in January. you got it. I feel for you, Frankie. I got it. You got a girl that was disinterested and you fell for her hard and she had no interest in in you, but she went along for the ride and we're all guilty of this on occasion. We've all been there. Lord knows I'm not immune. I've been on a few rides. But, you know, let's calm it down.
Yeah.
Making an excuse. Let's face it. We've all been out with women. When you find that woman that really attracts you, you'll do anything for her. You'll do anything to get that next date. Correct?
You'll bury her ex-husband's body and throw away all the murder weapons somewhere in the north of Chicago. That's all. We've all been there. We've all been there. We've all taken out large loans to pay for your education. So you say. We've all sent you and six of your friends to the penthouse at the MGM Grand for a long week in Vegas. Bailed you out when you couldn't pay for the cards. We've all been there, guys, right? Am I right? Smash that subscribe button. Smash that subscribe button if you're $150,000 in.
Even if you got a date already lined up, but this woman is what you really got your eyes set on, you're going to do everything in your power to make that happen. And if that woman is interested in you, she would do the same. Gentlemen, so
oh my God, he's so angry.
He's very angry.
He's very angry. This is way
it's
fresh.
It all happened.
Yeah.
This is a true story.
Yes, it's a true story. And we've already figured out that about Frankie's ex-wives and Frankie's bad relationships. Yeah. Oh, Frankie, you need a hug, brother. Come on down to the commercial break studios. Give me 1 hour of time on the air, and I will talk this all out together.
Yes.
Sixth and final tip. It's the dread.
This isn't a tip. This is you telling a story. These are not tips. This is you sharing how much pain you're in over your breakup. This is not 50 dating tips for over 50. This is Frankie's life story.
Yeah. Friend word. All right, she talks to you like, you know what? I like you as a friend, or what a good friend you are.
If someone says you're a friend, and you're a friend, how much more clear could they be? Now you're the idiot, dude. If you keep paying for dinner and sending her on luscious vacations, and she keeps saying you're a great friend. That's ridiculous. Oh, Chrissy, imagine how different our relationship would have been if one of us was just paying for everything and calling frequently.
Maybe we were both broke. Because we were
that's true. That's true. No one had any money back then. You were like, I got $10. And I'm like, I got 10. You want to buy a suitcase of Bud Light?
Yep.
And go to the Braves game where we can drink for free. No, I got a better deal. Let's take that $20 and get a parking pass for the Braves game where we know we can drink for free. Right. Oh, life was easy back then.
Listen, if they start doing that, they're sending you a signal. Open your eyes.
They're not sending a signal. They're telling you directly.
You're a friend. You're just a friend. That's all I think of you as.
When you're with somebody. And they say the word friend over and over again. They're doing that deliberately. That's not a signal. That's reminding you that they have no interest in your cock. That's right. It. They do not want to schlob in any part of your noggin. They want you to keep paying for everything.
If you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
A function. A get
listen
together.
To how angry he is. Hold on. Listen to how angry
he is. They're sending you a signal. Open your...
Oh, my God. He's, like, screaming at the camera. Open your eyes, Diane. I want you back.
I'll do anything to get
take it all back. Just call me. Oh, I got my jitterbug open right now. Text me. You know my number.
Eyes. If you go to a function, a get together, I don't care where you're at, and she can't introduce you as her boyfriend. If you've been dating 3, 4, 6 months, she can't.
Jeez, if you've been dating for 6 months and she doesn't call you anything but a friend, then you're not dating, Frankie.
Yeah.
That's not dating. That's hanging out with somebody, dude.
Yeah, as a friend.
Yeah, as a friend. If you're paying, that's on you. That's on you.
It really is.
She keeps telling you she's a friend.
This is my friend. Introduce you as her boyfriend.
That's it. Frankie B. Here he is.
My friend.
Oh, you know him from YouTube? He's not really my friend. I just met him at the bar a couple of months ago.
Yeah, 3, 4, 6 months.
Yeah, he's just paying for my rent. He's my landlord.
Well, what is that telling you? It's telling you that she has no romantic long-term interest in you. How about you? If you went to a function, guys, wouldn't you grab your girlfriend? Wouldn't you grab your girlfriend? Wouldn't you bring her and say, hey, this is my girlfriend, Mary. Wouldn't you do that?
This is my girlfriend. He tried to do it on that one YouTube video. And she was like, no.
Oh my God.
Don't you dare show my face on your stupid videos.
This is my girlfriend, everyone.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming to dinner at this beautiful restaurant. Not even sure what the name of it is. I just wanted to make an announcement. She's my girlfriend. Just friends. God, she's my friend. That's a girl. I.e. girlfriend. Nope, just friends. And she likes to play games. No one look at her or talk to her. Don't text her.
She's mine.
I have her phone in my pocket. Because if she starts texting, it's a sure sign she doesn't like
she's
me.
She's a party girl.
I've been avoiding all the other signals. Just friends. See, she said it. Girlfriend. Friend that's a girl. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Back to your dinner now.
Oh, my God. Oh, Frankie.
Right, because you're proud. You're proud of what that looks like. You're happy with it. You want a relationship.
What looks like? What is she?
I know.
Like a dead dog? That's like a stuffed animal? A painting you made?
I mean, what that looks like.
Yep. I'm proud of what my house looks like. I'm proud of what a painting that I bought looks like. I'm not proud of a person.
But if that woman is not reciprocating the same way with you, she's sending you a blatant message.
Yes.
It's not long term.
Yes. You're not my girlfriend, my boyfriend.
You got to get out of the friend zone. All right, gentlemen, and any ladies who have happened to watch this video, and if there are ladies watching this video, come on, girls, snap it up. You know, if you don't like the guy, do us a favor. Dismiss us, all right?
So you quit. Mean say you're
oh
friends?
My God!
You mean say you're just a friend?
If you,
I don't know what else the ladies. Can
if
do.
You just want to be friends with somebody, make sure you tell them you're just friends. And if you tell them you're just friends, tell them another time. Tell them more.
Dismiss
tell them,
yeah, us.
Dismiss us. I'm proud of that. Well.
Frankie's done it again.
Frankie has topped himself.
He just keeps doing it.
He's coming unglued on his YouTube channel.
I mean, he really was upset.
And I have one more video from him on ways to be your best over 50. And I have I'll bet you $1,000 that he starts talking about party girls on that video also.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta be, right? He's coming unglued right here on YouTube. I feel like I want to reach out to him and just make sure he's okay. Like, hey, Frankie, go back to the cooking videos, dude. That's pretty, it's low risk. Low reward environment.
Did, like, the workout one.
Yeah.
Whenever he's been broken up with, though, that's when these come out.
That's when these come out.
But when he's dating some people, he's like, okay, I'll just do a cooking video.
He starts doing boring content when he's with somebody.
But they're still funny.
They're still good. Because Frankie is Frankie, and you gotta love him. You gotta love him.
Frankie
a little bit chauvinistic, possibly a little bit out of touch with reality, but you gotta love him. And hey,
Rock
listen.
It.
Yeah, he's a professional businessman. Rocket. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, if you're new to the commercial break, thanks for listening. We're grateful for every single one of you. We really appreciate it. We're rounding the corner toward the end of season 3 and heading into season 4. I'm so excited. What do we do, like 2,000 episodes this year?
It feels like it.
I know. Do us a favor. Smash that subscribe button on your favorite podcast player and do... please write into us. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or more importantly, content ideas, send them to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Write us an email. Tell us a story. Ask us a question. Want our advice? We'll give it to you. It's bad. You get what you pay for, but we'll send it to you. Or you can hit us up on the phone line, 661-237-8296. 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Not a spam text message line. That goes right to one of our phones.
Directly.
And we will respond at some point. Probably. Most likely we'll respond. Let's usually
within 24 hours.
Yeah, within 48 hours.
Frank, don't take Frank's advice. We're interested in your signal.
YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. And I guess that's all I can do for today, Kristen
I
Joy.
Think so, Brian.
Well, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, bye.